Hello, my darling. Just before you get into this episode, I'm so excited to tell you about Supercharged, my four-week mini mind for the coach that is ready to build her coaching empire on a foundation of confidence and credibility. Because I know you've got a rockstar coaching business on your vision board, and I know that you want to do everything that it takes to make it a reality this year. So in 4 weeks, we start on June the 17th, I'm going to be taking you through the steps to build your rockstar coaching business on a foundation of confidence and credibility. We're talking getting your niche nailed, getting your messaging nailed, building a gorgeous personal brand, creating a flagship offer and a lead magnet that is the runway to that offer. Now, some coaches take months or even years, or they never actually get all these things in place. But I'm going to do that with you in 4 weeks inside of Supercharged, my amazing mini mind. Welcome to Zero to Rockstar Coaching Business, the podcast for coaches that want to bring consistent clients into their orbit. I'm your host, Leanne Sear, business coach and hype woman, ready to help you step into your big deal energy and close the gap between qualifying as a coach and creating the impact, income and freedom that you know you're meant to have. Let's do this. Hello, my darling, and welcome to episode 5 of the Zero to Rockstar Coaching Business podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking all about niche drama and how you can turn your niche drama into a niche breakthrough. So if you're stuck in niche drama right now and it's stopping you from putting yourself out there, you must listen to this episode. I'm going to share with you the exact questions that I use with my clients to get them out of niche drama. In fact, even if they come to me and they think that they're clear on their niche, I'm still going to go through this with them just so we can make sure that their niche is going to get the right people into their orbit. And because I'm all about giving you everything that I can to get your coaching business booming, I'm not only including those juicy questions in this episode, I'm also going to include one of my very favorite visualizations that I normally save only for my VIP clients, just to make sure that when it comes to their niche, they're playing big and not staying small. So get a pen and paper ready, baby, and let's go. I know, darling, that you probably know what niche drama is, but just in case you're not sure, I wanted to just clarify what niche drama means to me. And it's that time when you're not sure if you're being specific enough about what you're offering and who the hell you're offering it to. Feeling like this can trigger huge amounts of self-doubt around you, your offer and your messaging, and you can get stuck in a loop of tweaking, then doubting, then tweaking, then doubting, etc., etc. You can actually get stuck in this loop for weeks or even months. You feel like nailing the niche is the key to bringing clients in. It's almost like, imagine that you're playing Sonic the Hedgehog, and for you to get onto the next level, nailing your niche is fighting that baddie. You've got to nail your niche before you get to the next level in your business. So I've met coaches that have been trying for, sometimes it's months, to get specificity on their niche. And they come to me totally certain that they will just never, ever have a niche, that it's something that they cannot ever clarify. And I'm like, honey, come and talk to me and I'll figure it out with you. I've been business coaching for 1.5 years now, and there isn't one coach who has come to me stuck in the swamps of niche drama that I haven't been able to help. It's almost like that's my claim to fame. Hello, I'm Leanne Sear, a business coach, hype woman, and slayer of niche drama. I was actually stuck in niche drama myself for a couple of months. Back in the day when I was a coach for mums, I was all about mum guilt because that was my journey, right? That was my life. And I knew that mum guilt was something that makes every mum feel crap, but essentially serves no purpose at all to them. I even coined this new term. It was guiltaholic, because that's what I felt like I was. I felt guilty about everything. And my niche at the time was something like, I'm a life coach for mums who want to let go of the guilt and feel good. I put that out there and I literally heard crickets. It didn't resonate with anyone. It wasn't until I was stuck in niche drama and I asked for help that someone was like, Leanne, like, what are your ideal clients actually talking about over a glass of wine or over a coffee shop to their mates? Are they saying, I just want to get over guilt and feel good? They're not saying that. What they were talking about was being stuck, feeling like they're in survival mode. So letting go of the guilt was not on their radar. So basically, I dropped that whole guilt piece and focused on helping mums get out of survival mode so that they can win at mum life. And when I changed that niche, I tweaked it a little bit to focus on what they actually wanted and what they were talking about. It was a game changer for me. And I have to say here that getting stuck in niche drama is a secret weapon of your inner critic. just to try and stop you from putting yourself out there. And as I talked about in episode one, your inner critic will do everything that it possibly can to stop you from putting yourself out there and building your business, because it's scary as hell to your inner critic. And your inner critic has absolutely zero regard for how much joy and fulfillment you will actually get out of having a coaching business. All it wants to focus on is you not doing the scary stuff and getting out of your uncomfortable comfort zone. So making you unsure of your niche has literally made you put the brakes on your business. It stops you from showing up and saying, hey, you know what? I'm really good at this. I'm really good at helping these people do this thing. So come and work with me. And then instead, you might whisper something about what you're up to Instagram, think that no one is asked anyway, and then run back into hiding. You blame not being clear on your niche as the reason behind your business not being seen, when in actual fact, it's you hiding because you don't feel confident in your niche that is cock blocking your business, babes. That being said, I know how important it is to you to have a niche, to have it clear in your head what you do and who you help. So I'm going to give you these super juicy questions. So get your pen and paper ready and pause the episode while you're writing down your answers. And by the end of this episode, you are going to be so much clearer on your niche. In fact, I want you to think that, whoa, I've actually got my niche nailed now. Here we go. Question one, darling. Who do you deeply, deeply care about helping? And what is it that you want to help them with? Or if you like a bit of swearing, if that gets your juices flowing, who do you deeply give a shit about helping? And what do you want to help them with? Question two is, I am most probably my ideal client. How would I have described myself when I needed help the most? So with regard to this question, I want you to think about the symptoms you were having. Were you anxious? Were you feeling depressed? Like, were you struggling to sleep at night? Were you struggling to speak up at work? Like, how would you have described yourself when you were in the thick of feeling like you really needed help and something had to change? And here's question three. If there was a long line of 100 people desperate to work with me, so imagine yourself like looking out of the window here, you're in your gorgeous office, there's literally a line of people waiting to work with you. They've all got the money to pay up front, but you could only take 10 people. What would those 10 people have in common? Would they be men? Would they be women? Would they work? Would they be mums? What age would they be? What would they be suffering from? What would they want to do? What life experience had they had? What would those 10 people have in common? How would you call out to them? If you had to write down on a blackboard, I'm only letting in 10 people who have these qualities, these characteristics, these traits, these things in common, what would those 10 things be? Question four, darling. Who have I enjoyed working with the most? And what was the transformation that I helped them to achieve? Question number five here. If I was to explain who I work with and what I help them be, do, or have in very simple terms, and I want you to imagine that you are saying this to a 10-year-old, what would you say? If you were to explain who I work with and what I help them be, do, or have in very simple terms, what would you say, darling? And question six. Now I have to ask this, and you've got to be honest with me. This is a sense check question. When you think about the niche that you're coming up with, that is narrowing down, you have to ask yourself, will people spend money on this? And would I have spent money on this? We have to ask ourselves that question. Before we go any further down the line, be honest, would you have spent money on this? Because the chances are, if you wouldn't have spent money on this, it's going to be hard for you to put yourself out there and ask other people to spend money on it. So they are your six questions. You should be really, really clear on your niche now, on your person, who you want to help and what you want to help them with. Now I've got the next part, which is the visualization. And I want you to get really comfy. Drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw, like give your bum cheeks a little jiggle. And let's do the visualization, which is going to make sure that you are playing big when it comes to this niche. And by playing big, I mean you feel stretchy. that you maybe feel like, oh, can I really do that? Yes, babes, you can. And that's where we're going. That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you want a rockstar coaching business. So get cozy. I'm going to start the visualization now. It's time to step into a visualization that's all about unleashing your big deal energy. So close your eyes and take a deep, empowering breath. Roll your shoulders a few times and let yourself relax into this moment of transformation. I want you to imagine yourself a year from now in your ideal office. This space is a reflection of your success, your style, and your aspirations as a rockstar coach. Look around, notice the colors in the room, the textures, and the way the light filters through the room. Feel the comfort of your chair and the smooth surface of your desk. Inhale deeply and catch the scent of your favorite candle burning softly in the room. It's a fragrance that empowers you and fills you with confidence and reminds you of just how far you've come. On your desk, you see the latest edition of your favorite magazine. It's glossy and feels weighty in your hands. And as you pick it up, a sense of excitement washes over you. This magazine holds something really special. A feature all about you. You turn to the contents page and there it is, your name printed in bold letters. It's a surreal moment, almost like a pinch me moment, but this is real. Your heart starts to beat really fast and your hands start to shake a little bit, but the overall feeling is huge excitement. You turn the pages slowly, savoring this moment. And as you reach page number 11, you open it to find a large, vibrant photograph of you. You look confident, successful, and genuinely happy. Next to the photo, your name stands out in bold letters. The paragraph beside it details your phenomenal journey over the past year. It speaks of the clients you've empowered, the self-doubt you've conquered, the milestones you've achieved, and the rockstar business that you've built. I want you to imagine the details of your successes. What are you known for? Who have you helped? How many people have you helped? In what ways have you made a difference? See these words on the page describing your hard work, your dedication, and your impact on the lives of so many people. Allow yourself to really feel the emotions that are bubbling up. Pride, joy, a sense of purpose. This isn't just a dream, my love. It's a preview of what's to come. Thanks to your resilience, your dedication, and your unapologetic brilliance, you are so special. I want you to take one more deep breath, taking in the scents and sounds of this space, solidifying this image and feeling in your mind. And when you're ready, I want you to gently open your eyes. Take a moment to gather your thoughts and then grab that pen and paper again. I want you to write down the introductory paragraph from that magazine feature, describing who you helped and what you helped them do. What were your achievements? What were their achievements? What impact have you made? And who is the coach that you've become? Because darling, this is your story, this is your future, and it is waiting for you to make it real. Are you ready to start writing your success? So my darling, I hope that you have a much better idea of who you really want to work with and how you can help them. Do you feel excited? Are you getting butterflies in your tummy? If you are, then this is the right niche for you for right now. And I would stick with the one niche that you've chosen for the next 3 months or 6 months if you can, and go all in on promoting the hell out of you, your program, and the results that you get for your clients. And if you want help doing this, you know where I am, babes. If you love the podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, and share. You're so close to having a rockstar coaching business. So it's time to step into your big deal energy and share your magic with the world. Because you're not selling crack cocaine, darling. You're selling something that changes the world for the better. I love you. It's been an absolute pleasure having you listen, and thank you so much for tuning in. Come and say hello to me on Instagram at _Leansia_. Head to leansia.com if you want the show notes. And if you are ready to build your rockstar coaching business sooner rather than later, come under my wing, darling. Just drop me a DM and we will rendezvous. Hello, my love. I know that you are ready to have the coaching business that's on your vision board. And I know you don't want to hang around and wait for months or even years to make it happen. So come into Supercharge. It is a mini mine starting mid-June with me. And for 4 weeks, we are going to do everything that we need to do to get your coaching business set up for success. We're talking niche. We're talking messaging. We're talking creating a beautiful brand, and we're talking creating a flagship offer and a lead magnet that is the runway to that offer. Come inside. I can't wait to see you in there. Check out the link that's in the show notes and get signed up, babes. I've got a seat waiting for you right beside me.